The circumstances of Shireen Abu Akleh's killing on May the 11th have been investigated by several international news organizations. All came to the conclusion it was a bullet fired from an Israeli rifle that killed the Al Jazeera correspondent and injured her colleague Ali Samoudi as they covered a military raid in the occupied West Bank.
So this is independent.
Now, the United Nations agrees.
At around 6:30 in the morning, as four of the journalists turned into the street leading to the camp, wearing bulletproof helmets and flak jackets with press markings, several single, seemingly well-aimed bullets were fired towards them from the direction of the Israeli security forces. One single bullet injured Ali Samoudi in the shoulder, and another single bullet hit Abu Akleh in the head and killed her instantly.
Israel's military says the investigations into Shireen's death are biased and that
the journalist was in no way shot intentionally, and it is not possible to determine whether she was killed by Palestinian gunmen who fired uncontrollably at her surroundings or by an IDF soldier by accident.
Israel's military also says the Palestinian Authority should hand over the bullet that killed Shireen and take part in a joint investigation. But the Palestinians say they can't trust the Israeli military to conduct a transparent investigation of itself. At a recent memorial service, the Palestinian Prime Minister said that instead, the Israelis should hand over the rifle that its military admits may have been used.
The UN Human Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet wants Israel to open a criminal investigation into Shireen Abu Akleh's death. And 24 senators want President Joe Biden to get the US involved in its own investigation. Bernard Smith, Al Jazeera, West Jerusalem.